I've always liked that hymn greatly, like the Adelaide Pollard, whoever that is, wrote that, I think. I guess that's a man's name, Adelaide. I don't know. Lord knows. Have thine own way, Lord. You're the potter, I'm the clay. Mold me. Make me after your will. I'm waiting. David said, I'll wait till my change all my days. Job's. Search me. That's scriptural in Psalm 139. Search me, O God. Search me. Whiter than snow. Master, make me whiter than snow. We just read that many will be purified and make white. Those that ask shall receive. Make me white. That's why we sing. We're singing, hopefully, from the heart. Look at Daniel again, chapter 12. Look at verse 9. The Lord said, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed to the time of the end. Verse 13. But go thou thy way till the end be. That's the title and the subject this morning. Go thy way till the end. Go thy way. The book of Daniel is the story of a man named Daniel's life. Daniel, in his own words, was a sinful man. He was the salt of the earth. He's a fine man. But he knew what he was, a sinful man. He lived in a sinful world, an unbelieving world, living in Babylon at this time. Daniel was living in captivity in Babylon, amidst of a wicked, unbelieving world, idolatrous world. Daniel believed God. There weren't many of them. Daniel and Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Remember? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Those four, and there were others, children of Israel, in whom Scripture says, the Lord says, were understanding. And Daniel lived in a pagan, sinful, unbelieving world, but he was a chosen man. He was loved, beloved of God. Said that many times. The Lord came to Daniel. The Lord spoke to Daniel. The Lord revealed His way to Daniel, revealed the truth to Daniel. And Daniel, you'll find throughout the Scriptures, calling on the Lord. That's how you know he belongs to the Lord. That's how you know a man or woman is loved of the Lord. They call on the Lord. They seek the Lord. And the Lamb's Book of Life, this whole book is a story of many sinners whom the Lord purified and made white, whom the Lord loves. The Lamb's Book of Life, if you're in Christ, you're in that book. And you're sealed till the day of redemption. That's good news. God's children, verse 1, said, the children of thy people, there's a time of trouble. See that middle line? There's a time of trouble, such as never been since there was a nation. But he says, thy people shall be delivered, every one of them. It's found written in the book. Daniel, your people, you and your people, every one of them, though you're going through a time of great trouble, though you're living in a land of the Medes and the Persians. That's where they live. Babylon. Medes and the Persians. Greatest kingdom on earth at the time. Most prosperous, technologically advanced. Had everything and anything that their hearts could desire. But there were just a few who worshiped the living and true God. And they were an oddity to the rest of the Babylon. these children of Israel. And God said, though, that you and your people, every one of them will be delivered, whose names are written in that book of life from the foundation of the world. That's the same theme throughout this book, isn't it? Same thing. Daniel said, I understood this. Chapter 9. Go back there. Chapter 9. Daniel. You know Daniel read and heard Jeremiah? Every person has to hear the word preached. Daniel chapter 9. Verse 2, the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by books the number of the years whereof the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, the prophet. He read Jeremiah, and he had some understanding, because the word of the Lord through Jeremiah. I understood that the Lord would accomplish 70 years in desolations of Jerusalem. Daniel understood some things that people in Babylon didn't believe. Like Noah understood some things that the people in the world in his day did not understand nor believe. He talked about desolations. That the Lord was going to bring desolations, destructions, an end to it all. Daniel understood something about God's holiness. That's why he confessed his sins and the sins of his people. Daniel understood, and look at it. Look at verses 3. Let's just read here. This would be good just to read that. It said, I set my face unto the Lord God to seek by prayer and supplication with fasting, sackcloth and ashes. I prayed unto the Lord my God and made my confession. Said, O Lord, the great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant God, mercy to them that love Him, to them that keep His commandment. We have sinned and have committed iniquity, and have done it wickedly, have rebelled, even by departing from Thy precept, Thy word, and from Thy judgments. Neither have we hearkened or listened to or heard Thy servants, the prophets, which spake in Thy name, our kings, our princes, our fathers, all the people of the land. O Lord, righteousness belongeth unto Thee. But unto us, confusion of faces, as at this day. Daniel confessed that his people were confused, in confusion. That's why they were in captivity. Read on. The men of Judah, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and unto all Israel that are near and far off, through all the country whither Thou hast driven them because of their trespass, that they've trespassed against Thee. O Lord, to us belongeth confusion of faces, to our rulers, our princes, our father, because we've sinned against Thee. To the Lord our God belongeth mercies and forgiveness. It's up to Him. That's what Daniel understood. And salvation belongeth to the Lord. He doesn't have to, because we've sinned against Him, and it's up to Him whether or not He's going to show us mercy or not. Daniel said, all the people, including me, have sinned against God. He understood that. And righteousness belongeth to Him. It's up to Him who gets it. And forgiveness and salvation belongeth to the Lord. Who in the United States of America understands that? Huh? When people talk, say things like, the offer still stands. They say that we, like the Methodists, their saying is, offer them Christ. As if Christ, as if salvation, as if forgiveness from God is in our hand to offer people. What blasphemy, what presumption, huh? Who understands that righteousness belongeth to the Lord? It's His to give to whom He will or withhold. Who understands that the salvation belongeth unto the Lord? It's of the Lord's mercy, sovereign mercy, if we're not concerned. Who understands that? Do you understand that? Dan? Do you understand that?
If you do, you're a beloved man. Like this Daniel. Who understands that? We take that for granted.
Oh, no.
Few understand that.
Daniel said, I understood. Read on. Verse 16. Oh, Lord. Verse 16. Oh, Lord, according to all thy righteousness, I beseech thee, let thine anger and thy fury be turned away from thy city, Jerusalem. Verse 11 says, we're under a curse. See that? Verse 11. All Israel's transgressed your law and departing. They don't obey your voice. Therefore, the curse is upon us. Daniel understood. Daniel didn't say one word about God loving anybody. Did he? Not one word. He said, you're going to make desolations. He said, God is righteous. Mercy and forgiveness belongs to Him. Those that love Him, He's merciful and gracious too. He said, we're under condemnation, under a curse. Under a curse. Wrath. Talk about wrath. Talk about God's anger. Where do you hear those things today? Well, you'll hear it from whoever's preaching the truth, won't you? And you'll understand. You'll understand what Daniel understood. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of this understanding. Look at verse 19 here in Daniel 9. I love this. He said, oh Lord, hear. Oh Lord, forgive. Oh Lord, hearken and do. That is, do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. Defer not for thine own sake. For your names, oh my God, for thy city and thy people are called by thy name. Oh Lord, hear. Oh Lord, forgive. Oh Lord, please hearken. Oh Lord. About the only time you hear people say, oh Lord, is in blasphemy. Daniel understood. He understood his own sin. Understood, like Isaiah said, I'm a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. And Isaiah saw the Lord high and lifted up, and His train filled the temple, and the whole earth full of His glory, and the doorposts moved at the presence, trembling. And it says, holy, 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 cried the cherubs about God, that this is the true and living God. And Daniel said, I'm undone. So I'm a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people. Will God be merciful? Isaiah says, will He show mercy? He understood that. He understood that. Daniel understood that. Do you understand it? Young and old alike, we all need to understand that. Do we understand that? Daniel called. He said, oh Lord, hear. Oh Lord, forgive. You know, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's right. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Sin. God is not happy. God does not love everybody. No, no, no. No mention of love here. Yet. No, God didn't say that He loved anybody. Yet. He's going to show us. We're going to understand who He loves. We understand that it all belongs to the Lord. And whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. In the Lord there is deliverance. Seek, ask, knock, and you shall find. You shall receive. It shall be opened unto you, the door of salvation. Deliverance. Many shall be purified and made white and be delivered. Everybody's names written in the Lamb's Book of Life shall be delivered from the what? Wrath to come. Wrath to come. Look down at verse 24. It said, 70 weeks are determined upon thy people. The Lord answers Daniel. While I was speaking in prayer, While I was calling, he said, confessing my sin, verse 20, confessing my sin, sin of my people, while I was speaking, yea, a man named Gabriel. You got a good name, buddy. Verse 21, a man named Gabriel, Lord sent an angel, and he came and touched me. And he informed me, verse 20, and talked with me and said, oh, Daniel, I've now come to give you skill and understanding. As soon as you began praying, verse 23, at the beginning of your supplication, the commandment came forth. God has given commandment to save His people. Whosoever calls on the name of the Lord, call because He called them, because God gave the commandment. Go! Arrest that man. And he came, this man named Gabriel, this preacher came and said to Daniel, he said, I'm come to show you that thou art greatly beloved. To the person who, like Daniel, understands something of the holiness and the righteousness of God and his need for mercy and forgiveness from his sin, because he sinned against God, he rebelled against God, he hadn't listened to God's word, he hadn't been thankful to God. He's a sinner deserving of the wrath of God. To that person, to this man, will I look, the Lord said. He that is poor and contrite trembleth at my word. Daniel said he trembled when he heard the word. And God will say to that person, I love you. You're greatly beloved. You're greatly beloved. Now we hear about the love of God. Greatly beloved. Therefore, understand the matter and consider. Verse 24, everything's been determined. Predestined. Predestination. Everything's been determined. Daniel, everything's been predetermined. It is God that worketh all things after the counsel of His own will. His predetermined will and foreknowledge that He determined, made in a covenant before the world began concerning His purpose, His will, and His people. It's all been determined. And your numbers, your days are determined, and they're with the Lord. Your days are set, your bounds, you cannot pass. Everything about you has been predestined, Daniel. Understand that. If you're like Daniel, you think, that's good. That's good news. That's wonderful news. Show me more. Daniel said, show me more. Understand that. And I'm not going to get into these weeks. Brother John Gill does. But know this, that what he's talking about here is the first coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Look at it. In verse 24 through, we dare not pass these verses up. This is talking about when Christ first came. He said, 70 weeks are determined upon thy people, upon thy holy city, Jerusalem, to finish the transgression, to make an end of sins, to make reconciliation for iniquity. You see what God has purposed to do? You see what this thing is all about? Not making Israel into a great worldwide kingdom with influence and prosperity. No. It's all about sin. Putting away sin. Christ came to put away sin by the sacrifice of Himself. This is what separates men and women from God. Sin. Read on. He said, to make an end. Somebody's going to make an end of sin. To make reconciliation. To reconcile us to God. To bring in an everlasting righteousness and seal it up. That is, fulfill all the prophecy that the Holy One is may be anointed. King of kings and Lord of lords. Who is this? Read on. Daniel's going to understand. His people are going to understand. Verse 25, know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and build Jerusalem unto Messiah, the Prince. Messiah. Christ. The Messiah. It'll be 7 weeks, 62 weeks. Down in verse 26, after 60 weeks, though, Messiah shall be cut off. Isaiah said, cut off out of the land of the living. He'll die. He'll be crucified. The Jews, Mac, they read these. They read Daniel. They loved Daniel. They read and they heard this and they believed about the Messiah coming, the prince. Cut off, what's that mean? They didn't have a clue. They didn't have a clue. They didn't know. Christ came and many said he was the Christ. He said he was the Christ. But then he said the Son of Man must go and be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified. They say, wait a minute. We heard that Christ liveth forever. What do you mean? You're going to die. What are you talking about? This is why I came. In the volume of the book, it's written to me to fulfill the Scripture. Ought not Christ to have suffered? This is why he came. Not to establish Israel, a pagan nation over there in the middle of the Middle East, as a worldwide kingdom, to establish the kingdom of God. A spiritual kingdom. And I've got to do something about their sin. Sin is why he came. I've come to make an end of sins. I've come to bring in an everlasting righteousness. John, let me get a hold of this, okay? Let's get a hold of this. I've come to put an end to sins for John Davis. For Aunt Mary. Their names. He said, I've got their names written on my breastplate, on my shoulders, engraved on the palms of my hand. I've come. These are sinners. These are rebels. They don't know it yet. I'm going to reveal it to them. They're going to cry to me for mercy. And I'm coming. Buddy, I'm coming. And I'm going to put an end to their sin. I'm going to blot it out. All of them. I'm going to do it all for them. Daniel said, oh Lord, hear. Oh Lord, forgive. Oh Lord, do. He said, I will. And he came and it's done. He's going to finish. Daniel wrote, he heard this, that he's coming to finish, make an end, to finish the work, to bring in an everlasting righteousness, the second Adam from above. This is the gospel. Oh, come and Messiah, the prince, not a would-be Savior, the Savior. Not a wannabe Savior. Not a will-be if you let him, the Savior. He's going to come. He's going to put an end to sin. He's going to bring in an everlasting righteousness. He's going to redeem every single one that's written in the Lamb Book of Life. Because of who he is. Did he do it? Daniel wrote in prophecy, he's coming. Did he do it? Christ said, I'm here. The gospel say, I'm here. And when Christ hung on that cross, with a loud voice, he said, it is finished. The work of redemption. I've done it. It's done. T-O-N-E. It's done. The great work of salvation done by the captain of our salvation. Complete. Finish. Put an end to it. And I didn't mean to stay that long right there, but where else do you go? And it says that he'll confirm that with many, confirm that covenant with many. Daniel understood that it was all about the Messiah coming, a spiritual kingdom. Do you understand that? You know there are very few people that do. You know that? The Jews are still looking for the Messiah. Can you believe that? It's been 2,000 years. And he's proved himself, Sherry, like he did to the Jews in the wilderness, proved himself for 40 years. He's proved it for 2,000 years since Christ came. It all speaks of Christ. So clearly, look. How many gospel preachers have covered the world in 2,000 years. And yet the Jews are still looking. Mom told us about a Jewish rabbi the other day who's studying the Talmud, the Jewish Bible, which is, Isaiah's in there. And she said he's been studying it for 40 years. 40 years, this old man, he said, been studying, he'd given his life to studying that carefully, the Talmud. He said, I'm wanting to know, I'm wanting to find out the mysteries. And he said, the more I study, the more I know, the more I don't know. He said, what is truth? Didn't he? What is truth? Do you understand what the truth is? Huh? And there's still people. It says they'll run to and fro Go, you're going to have to go with me now to chapter 10. There's still people running to and fro. It says, ever learning. Paul said that to Timothy, did ever learning. Searching, looking for this and that, every wind of doctrine, every new thing that comes along. That's why they spring up little places everywhere. We got this Way of Deliverance church. This, we got over here, we got the new way, Jerusalem, whatever way, and this way, and this way, and that way. The church of old used to be called the church because they all believed there's one way, one truth, and one way to have life. It was in one person. Not two. Not me and him. One. One. They all knew that. Oh my. Daniel, in chapter 10, saw the Lord. He heard His voice. He saw the Lord. Oh my. He saw the same vision that John saw on Patmos. He saw the same Lord. He said His face was as appearance of lightning, verse 6. His eyes as lamps of fire. Just like the description in Revelation 1. And same Christ. He's the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. And He said in verse 8, I was left alone and saw this great person, this vision, and there remained no strength in me. My comeliness, my own beauty, I thought, turned into corruption. I had no strength. He said, I trembled. I fell on my face and trembled when I heard the words. Daniel heard God speak and saw Jesus Christ high and lifted up. And Daniel said, woe is me. Daniel said, I'm unclean. I'm corrupt. I'm a sinner. And Daniel trembled at the word of God. And that's who the Lord said, I'll look to. Oh, Daniel, how loved you are. If you tremble, if you hear the word of God, believe it. So few today do. Paul said, in the last days, many shall turn away their ears from the truth unto fables. Our Lord said in His prayer, He said, Father, I've given unto these Thy men that You gave me. I've given them Thy word, and they believe it. And the world hates them for it, but they believe it. Thank You, Father. Thank You, You've hid these things from the wise and prudent and revealed it unto babe. The truth, as it is in me, as it is in Christ. Chapter 12 now. Chapter 12. Chapter 11 is the Lord revealing to Daniel the times and the kingdoms. A lot said about kingdoms. Our kingdoms will come and go. Chapter 11 is all about that. Kingdoms will come and go. And Daniel wrote, the Lord had him write over in chapter 3 and 4 and 5. He said, the Most High ruleth among the kingdoms of men and giveth them to whosoever He will. He revealed that to Nebuchadnezzar. Kingdoms come and kingdoms go. Things, people, things happen. But Thy God reigneth. Jesus Christ reigns and rules over every single person, place, and thing. Come and go. And His kingdom is forever, forever. And this is what Daniel hears in finality. Chapter 12. I needed to get to this. Chapter 12. He said, Daniel, it's going to be a time of trouble. Verse 1. Michael, so stand up. Christ, the great prince, king of kings, stands up for His people. But as he said, there'll be a great time of great tribulation. Time of trouble such as never was seen before. Our Lord said that in Matthew 24, didn't He? He said, but everybody that's in the book is going to be delivered. Give diligence to make your calling and election sure. Is my name written in the book? I won't see the book. It is if you hear this book, if you believe this book, if you hear His word, if you believe Him, if you trust Him. Verse 2, many that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life. When Christ was crucified, they literally came out of the grave. You're talking about how blind people are. Charles, you're talking about how blind men are. It says many, Gabe and I have talked about this many times, that when Christ was crucified, it says the graves opened up and many saints came out of the graves and went into town. But they still didn't believe. Our Lord said that, didn't He? They won't believe if one rose from the dead. If they don't believe, they have Moses and the prophets. They have everything that God has said. This is how He reveals Himself. They won't have that. They won't believe no matter what they say or hear. Won't believe it, though men tell them. But some do. They rise. They rise. Christ says we're quickened together with Him. And in sleep are awakened by Him. Verse 3, they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. Teachers of righteousness. Teachers, preachers, and teachers of Christ. That show men Christ, our righteousness. Shine as the brightness. You know, education is made a great deal of today. It is. And that seems to be the our society thinks education is going to save us, don't it? That's a cure-all. Romans 1 says, professing themselves to be wise, they become fools. They're not teaching God in the schools, are they? That's why these little classes we have down here are the most important thing our children will ever hear. I'm telling you the truth. They're learning the scriptures that are able to make them wise unto salvation. And these teachers shine like the brightness of the firmament. Shining ones. Stars. Talk about stars today. Stars. Dancing with the stars. You know. The Lord says, these are the stars. These are the ones that are stars. Shining ones. Everybody else is in darkness. That's what the Lord said. And I know it's so. Now, Daniel, he said, shut up the book. Seal it. They'll run to and fro. Verse 4, run to and fro. Run, knowledge shall be increased. Technology and so forth. It's all. Men seek out many inventions. They'll become so wise and think they're gods. And it says, Daniel saw two men talking. It asked the Lord. This reminded me of the Mount of Transfiguration. Did you when we read it? Moses and Elijah came and they talked with the Lord. What did they talk about? This is what all that heaven talks about. Christ, who came to make an end. They said, when? When's this going to be? Read on. Verse 8, I heard, I understood not. And the Lord told them, but he didn't understand. He said, Lord, when? He said, Daniel, verse 9, go thy way, Daniel. The words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. Has anybody seen that sign out on 220 in front of that barbecue place on the left? Big sign and black sign with yellow letters says, Judgment Day, May, 11th, 2011. Anybody seen that? May 23rd. Anybody seen that? Don't you read signs? Okay, there's some here. Judgment Day. Family radio, Mother. Family radio put that out. Dad used to be on that radio out in California, as you might know. Judgment Day, somebody put up there, May 21st, 2011. You know, I bet a lot of people believe that. I drove by. Whoa, Judgment Day. There it is, a date. A day. What utter foolishness. That's calling Jesus Christ a liar, isn't it? He said, no man knoweth the day. Didn't it? Jesus Christ said that. Father and I, no man knoweth the day. And there's much wisdom behind that. I'll not go into that. Yes, I will. I'm going to show you what God's people do. He said, Daniel, I'm not going to tell you when. You go your way.
Go thy way, Daniel, until it ends.
And you're going to stand. You're going to stand in your lot. You're going to rest. You're going to stand. You just go your way, Daniel. Just keep going thy way until it ends. You leave that to me. Leave that to me.
Would you look at that with me just for a few more minutes, okay? This is what I was building up to. This is what I was building up to. He said, go thy way, Daniel. What was Daniel's way?
Daniel's way was the Lord's way.
There is only one way. There's a way that seems right unto men. The end is destruction in it. Everybody thinks this is the way. Daniel knew what the way was. What we're doing right now is the way. This is the way. This is the way that God has chosen to reveal Himself. Look, listen to this. Listen to this. In Psalm 25, it says this. All the meek, here it is. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore will He teach sinners in the way. The meek will He guide in judgment, and the meek will He teach His way. There is only one way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep His covenant. That is, lay hold of His gospel and His testimony, His word. For thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon mine iniquity. It is great, David said. Okay. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall He teach the way. And his soul shall dwell at ease. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear Him. He'll show them His covenant, His way. What's Daniel's way? Daniel said, I don't know where I'm going, don't know how to get there. Thomas said, we don't know the way. Lord, show us the way. The Lord said, okay, I am the way. You just keep following me. You just keep following me. Sheep don't know where they're going, do they? Huh? Old Abner goes walking with me sometimes. He couldn't know the way if I explained it to him. Well, what's his way? He's following me.
People the world over. I don't believe that. I do.
The way of the Lord. Daniel's way. Go your way, Daniel. Go thy way until it ends. What's Daniel's way? So it's listening, saying to God's word, following God's word, believing God. Daniel said, let God be true and everybody else a liar. That's what Daniel said. And the whole world then said to Daniel, you're too narrow. Yes, straight is the gate and narrow is the way. That's too narrow, Daniel. Daniel said, I didn't say that. My Lord did. Oh, no. I believe, like Billy Graham and some of them say, believe. There's other ways. It doesn't matter if you've never even heard the name of Jesus Christ. That's what he said. That's what he said. But Jesus Christ said, I am the way. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Go into all the world and preach the gospel. And he that believeth and is, what? Baptized shall be saved. Christ said, this is the way, the God. Go your way, Daniel. Till it ends. You'll see. You'll see. Let God be true and every man a liar. The way is straight, it's narrow. That's too dogmatic. If God is true. Dogmatic means this is the way it is. There is no other way. That's right. That's right. This is the way. Dogmatic. Difficult. Straight. Narrow. One of the old writers said, it's so narrow that you have to take all your clothes off to get through. In other words, you've got to strip yourself of all your medals and pins and glory and righteousness. You've got to strip. Go in naked and you come out on the other side fully clothed.
in Christ's righteousness. He said it's, one of the old writers said it's so low you got to stoop. You got to crawl. You got to get on your knees at His feet. You crawl through and He'll say, like He said to Daniel, stand up. Stand up. Those that are bowed down, He'll raise up. Straight, it's narrow. It's a way less traveled. Daniel's way was a way less traveled. It wasn't a broad road. It wasn't a broad road. Many go therein. Our Lord said, few find it. And they find it by Him revealing the way. We don't know the way. He has to tell it. He has to reveal Himself to it. They all know that. He did. He revealed Himself. It's a way of faith. Look at verse 12. Blessed is he that waiteth. What is faith? Waiting. Believing, trusting the Lord, waiting. Wait, I say. On the Lord. Wait, you'll see. David said, I would have fainted had I not believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait. You'll see. You'll see. It's all true. It's all true. Everything God says is true. Everything. It's true. Christ is true. His promises are true. Wait. It's a way of faith. No haste. If you believe Him, he that believeth shall not make haste. Everybody's running to Him. Look. No, just settle down. But look! No. Look. But don't you see? You can't trust what you see. But you can trust Him. You can trust His Word. It's still there, isn't it? It's still there. Thousands of years later, it's still there. Men come and go. Kingdoms come and go. He's still there. Wise men say many things. He's still there. Wait. Blessed are they that wait. Wait. Patiently. Wait. You'll see. It's a way of rest. In verse 13, he said, go thy way, Daniel. Go thy way till the end. Thou shalt rest. Not work. Rest. Rest in Christ. Let me ask you this. What would, if you knew the Lord was coming May 21st, 2011, what would you do? And this is why people don't know. Because people would put it all off until May 20th. Let's get our fill of this world and then we've got to get serious. That's what people are doing now. I'll get old, I'll get serious. If I get sick, I get serious. Somebody dies, I'll get serious. And it, all the way through the Scripture says, today. Is it today? Why it's called today? Today. It said, boast not, our Lord said, boast not thyself of tomorrow. You don't know what tomorrow may bring. Thou fool, this day shall thy soul be required of thee. Today. What would you do if you knew for a fact that the Lord was coming tomorrow? What would you do? Hopefully you'd be going thy way. He said, Daniel, go your way. What was Daniel doing? What changed with Daniel now that he found out when he was coming? He did tell him the week. What changed?
Nothing.
He's going to go on doing what he's been doing. Worshiping the Lord. Seeking the Lord. Walking with the Lord. Calling on the Lord. That's his way. That's the way of the righteous. That's the path. That's the path they trod. Nothing would change. Nothing would change. Christ was coming tomorrow. Here we are today meeting on the Lord's Day like He said. And now listen to it. Our Lord said to His disciples, you go into Galilee and I'm going to meet you there. After He arose, Brother Gay, He said, you go, I'm going to meet you there. So what did they do? Some of them hadn't seen Him yet. This was said through someone else. What did they do, Kelly? They went and they met. What happened? He showed up, just like he said he would.
Oh, Nancy, then, oh, were they at rest then, buddy? They were troubled, you know, for 3 days. It was the worst time of their life, wasn't it? They didn't know if he was alive or dead. And he came and he showed him his hands and his feet. And he said, trust me, why are you so careful? Why did thoughts arise in your heart? I told you, 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 I told you. Sent the prophets to tell you. I said, all in, I proved myself for 40 years. Here I am. Rest. Just wait, you see. And he said, you'll stand in your lot. The last line. You'll stand in your lot at the end of the days. I got to read you this. This is wonderful. Stand in your lot. Psalm 16. Your lot. What is my lot? You know, I got a little lot over here. I had it, what I thought, a big spread, vast farm of 16 acres. You know, there's a farm down in Texas, got 2 million acres. Well, used to, King Ranch. Used to, I think it's dwindled down. But I had this vast spread. Well, it, you know, I got tired of cutting grass, money going out and nothing coming in. But so sold that and bought a little lot. Little lot over here. You know, where it is. Well, come to find out, the lions didn't fall into me in pleasant places. They came and resurveyed that thing, and I got a problem. And I've been fretting over that a minute. Just like you all do, you know. Dan, I remember when somebody bought that lot beside your house and built a house. It is. It's, I wanted to do that. Ruin my view, you know. That's not our lot. And we got a little lot, but that ain't it. That ain't it. We have here no continuing city. They're going to move in on us. They're going to crowd us out. The world's going to crowd us out. Oh, but we got a lot. You remember when the Lord said to Abraham, took him up there? Abraham, look! Can you count the stars? Took Moses up on Mount Pisgah. Look! Look, 300. You ever been up on Chimney Rock, Eagle Rock, what, sharp peaks of otter? 360 degrees. Far as I can see. God knows. Listen to me. David said, the Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. In other words, I get Him. And everything is coming to Him. Joint heirs with Jesus Christ. What does He have coming to Him, John? Jesus Christ. What's His? What belongs to Him? read on. Or I'm reading. He says, the Lord is a portion of my inheritance, my cup. He says, you maintain my lot. Thou maintainest my lot. You're going to make sure that I get what's coming to you. What's coming to me? He's maintaining my lot. Nobody's going to pull up the landmark. Nobody's going to lay down stake and say, you can't have... Oh, no, the Lord makes sure. Read on. He says, David said, the lions have fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. He said, oh, I'm so glad. My heart's glad. My glory rejoices. My flesh shall rest in hope. He goes on to say, you're going to show me the path of life in thy presence is fullness of joy, and at thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Daniel, just wait. Go your way. Go your way. Go the way you've been going. Go the way. And you're going to see. You're going to rest. And in that day, I'm going to show you, look, this is yours. This is yours. This is all yours. A people that no man can number, every one of them, our brothers that love us. This is a blessed, precious thing we have here, a family, isn't it? We've been talking about that. What a precious, precious thing it is to have true brothers and sisters that really do love you, would do anything for you. Look, every one of them are like a sea of people. Every one of them just like that. kind, sweet, gentle. Look on the yonder throne.
Our king, greater than Solomon. Go right on up there. Go right on up there and talk to him. He'll have you. It's all yours. Look, pleasures forevermore.
I hadn't seen, ear hadn't heard. Look,
the rest of your lot, you'll stand. Daniel, you're greatly beloved. If you understand, you're greatly beloved. If you understand my righteousness, if you understand my anger and my fury, the fear of the Lord. Daniel, if you understand your sinfulness. Daniel, if you understand and you call on me and seek and need my forgiveness and need my mercy. Daniel, you're greatly beloved. And so are you. John and Henry and Stanley, John, Sam. If you know these things, bless it. Oh, how blessed. The Lord has given us that understanding. Okay. Brother Gaddy.
Let's turn to hymn number 337.